This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 to find out the kind of help we should be getting to grow in our Christian life, let me remind you of what we have found so far. The teachers or mentors God wants us to have should demonstrate good character and exhibit genuine compassion, like a mother caring for her little children. Without that kind of help, it's very difficult to grow and mature as a Christian. In fact, you are vulnerable to be led astray and possibly to shipwreck. Paul continues by adding one more quality you should look for in Christian teachers or mentors. Do they show commitment, like a father in dealing with his own children? Verse 11. Notice how he reminds them in verse 10 that God was a witness, even as they were, how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. God tests motives. Men judge actions. Their commitment was seen in the way they lived. First, they lived a holy life. According to one commentator, this probably refers to religious purity. When he adds to this righteous, it probably refers to moral integrity. These two positive qualities are followed by the word blameless. This has the idea of living in a way that is above reproach. Like fathers before their children, these qualities provided the example that gave their instruction and expectations authority and authenticity. A godly father would encourage, comfort, and urge his children to live lives worthy of God. Verse 12. More on this in our next visit. Until then, do a reality check on what we've learned today.